Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Wheels of Prio. I think that's what this game is called. It's a little racing game made by the same developer that made the Tornado Chicken. And it's not bad. It's a decent little time waster.
WPV 0.28 Windows File Explorer Items View List WP.txt.
So just like with the other game, you download this, extract it, and you can play it. This is available for Mac, Windows, Linux, and Android, just like the other game. And let's go ahead and go through this.
Wheels of Prio, main menu, play.
So here we are in the menu, up and down. Arrow keys choose your different through your choices.
Test speakers. Learn game sounds. Configure gameplay. Configure options. Help. Exit. Play.
The menu will wrap.
Test speakers.
Let's do a speaker test.
Left. Right.
Main menu. Test speakers. Learn game sounds.
Let's go through the learn game sounds menu real quick.
Game sounds. Press enter to play a sound. Warning sound to take a right turn.
Again, you can press enter as many times as you want.
Warning sound to take a left turn. Turn alert. If this sound is going down, turn right. If this sound is going up, turn left.
And this is what I always have to remember, is this turn sound. Let me read that one more time.
Turn alert. If this sound is going down, turn right. If this sound is going up, turn left.
So down you go to the right, up you go left. Okay.
Slope. If this sound is at a lower pitched, the slope is downward. If this sound is in a higher pitched, the slope is upward. You went ahead of a car. A car went ahead of you. You have completed a lap. You have completed a lap. If this sound is higher pitched, another car completes a lap instead. You have finished the race. If the sound is lower pitched, another car finished the race instead. If the sound is at the lowest pitch, the car is drained of both energy and health. Warning sound to take a right turn.
So those are the sounds, and I can hit escape to go back to the menu.
Main menu. Learn games. Configure gameplay.
Let's go in here.
Gameplay settings. Difficulty level. 1. Race against 5 cars on the racetrack with 55 sections.
So, there's a difficulty here.
Choose a difficulty level. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 0.
You can go all the way up to 10.
10. Gameplay difficulty level. 10. Race against 50 cars on a racetrack with 100 sections.
That's a very long track with a lot of cars. Depending on your computer, it may or may not be able to handle it. This one probably can, because I have an i9-12900K. So it's a pretty monster processor.
Choose a 0. Gameplay difficulty level 0. Race against 0 cars on a racetrack with 50 sections.
And if you set this to 0, you're racing by yourself, which is what I'll start out by doing. Which you might want to do to help you practice and learn how the game works.
Number of laps 3. Change the number of laps to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1. Gameplay settings.
Let's set that to 1 lap, but you can go up to 10. I'm going to turn this music down with the page down key.
Difficulty level. Number of laps. 1. Return to main menu. Difficulty number. Return main menu. Configure options. Game settings. Output sound device. Default.
In here you can change some more things. You can change what device it uses for sound output. So if you have multiple sound devices on your computer, you can specify which one to use.
Play logo on startup. Off.
I turn that off. I believe it's the same as the Tornado Chicken.
Allow menu wrapping. On. Use a screen reader when speaking. On. Current voice. Voice rate. 10. Voice pitch. 10. Voice volume. 100. Music volume. 70. Return to main menu.
You can change the music volume and different text-to-speech options. I'm leaving this as it is, so it's using NVDA right now.
Main menu. Help. Exit. Help.
And let's take a quick look at the help before we continue here.
Help menu, Wheels of Prio, documentation.
So I'm just going to down arrow through here and have it read it to you.
Note, after opening the game, the logo will play. It can be skipped by pressing Escape, Enter, or Space. 1. Menu commands. Up or down arrow, scroll through the menu. Can home, up or down arrow, scroll through the menu. Can be held for continuous action.
Oh, I didn't know you could hold the key. So if I hold it... Home.
Space. Up. 1. Note. Up or home or end. Jump to the first or last item.
And you even hear the click when the menu wraps. That's kind of cool.
Space. Repeat the name of an item. Enter. Choose an item. Escape. Exit the menu.
And I didn't know you could hit the space bar to have it repeat where you are.
Escape. Exit the menu.
That's a nice feature.
Page up or down. Turn the music volume up or down. Can be held for continuous action. Does not work in the settings menu.
Oh, it does not work in the settings menu. Yeah, okay.
2. Game commands. Escape. Open the pause menu. S. When your car crashes, restart it. Otherwise, speak the number of completed laps and sections. D. Speak energy amount. When the energy is being focused, this will activate a temporary shield to protect the car from damage. F. Focus energy. G. Speak current gear. When the energy is being focused, this will activate a temporary boost to increase the car's speed. H. Speak current health. When the energy is being focused, this will repair the car.
Yeah, so you can boost the car, you can repair it, and you can shield it. Basically, as you drive, your energy increases, and you can use that to help you, which is kind of an interesting way to do things. I quite like this.
Up or down arrow, move or slow down. Holding down arrow when the car is not running will make it go in reverse. While the car is in reverse, holding up arrow will make it return to normal. Left or right arrow, turn the car towards the left or right side. If the car bumps into a wall, it will take damage. 3. Notes. Cars can collide against each other. When this happens, both cars will take some damage. After a car's health is drained, it will stop. To restart a stopped car, it must first be healed.
That's good to know. Let me turn down the music.
Once your car is drained of its both health and energy, the game is over. Wheels of Prio, main menu, help. Configure option. Config. Learn. Test speakers. Play.
All right, so let's do 2 quick races here. The first one will be by myself using 1 lap, and the next one will be on difficulty 1 with 1 lap, just so you can see what it's like to race with the computer-controlled cars. So I'm going to hold down the up arrow. If we're driving down a slope. Up. Now, oh, I guess I didn't even need to turn. Turn left. And that told me I need to turn left. I just hit the wall. So I'm holding down the down arrow, and now here I'm going backwards. Right. Now I'm stopped. I can press S.
1 laps, 0 cars passed, 50 out of 50 sections completed. 1 laps.
Okay, now I think this is a bug, because I think I'm actually done. If I hit enter...
Gameplay stats and scores. You have won the race.
Yeah, so there seems to be a bug where the stats screen doesn't pop up when you complete or lose the race, which is a little strange, so that needs to be fixed.
You played for 1 minute and 17.44 seconds. You have completed 1 laps. The car did not crash. The car took 2 hits. You have won the race. Difficulty has increased to 1.
And if you press enter...
Difficulty has increased to 1.
It does that, and if you press... Enter again.
Main menu.
It takes me back to the menu.
Test speak. Learn game. Configure gameplay. Game number. Difficulty level. 1. Number of laps. 1.
All right. So we'll go with difficulty 1.
Return to main. Learn. Test play.
And we'll try this again with some cars. Now, again, I'm not the greatest when it comes to turning, but we'll try this out. So I'm going to go here. You can hear the other cars. I hit, if I hit F, and then G, it'll boost me. I can hit F, or D, and then that's my energy. If I hit F and H, I should heal the car.
Zero
laps. Press
zero.
S and then, press F and then H. That heals me, but I think I'm against the wall, so I had to turn right.
0 laps. 0 cars passed. 23 out of 55
sections
completed.
Yeah, as you can tell, I'm not doing very good at this game. Let's actually try this again. This is,
gameplay stats. You played for 1 minute. You have lost the
This is quite embarrassing.
Test speed, learn game, configure game, difficulty level, 1, number of laps, 1, return, learn, test speed, play.
Let's try this one more time here. Now if I press D. Turn to the right here.
20 health.
Or left? Yeah. Alright, well, I am not very good at this game, as you can see. Why am I stuck in like a...
10 health.
I don't have any energy, do I?
7.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is bugged or if I'm just not doing so. Wait, okay, so I turn left. There we go. So I think that means that you're clear to drive. But I've definitely lost the race.
0 laps. 0 cars. 19 out of 55 sections. 0 laps. 0 cars passed. 20 out of 55 sections completed. 0 health.
Okay, see, now you can see I have no health.
0 health.
No energy, because I'm pressing D.
0.
So I basically lost, but the game over screen is not popping up, so I have to hit enter.
Gameplay stats and scores. You have lost the race.
Yeah, I know I lost.
You played for 1 minute and 38.21 seconds. All 5 cars are ahead. You have completed 0 out of 1 laps before the race ended. The car crashed 2 times. The car took 26 hits. You have lost. Main menu.
Yeah, so your car can crash, and as long as you have energy, you can press, I believe it's F, and then H to heal it, and then S to start it.
Exit.
So that's the game. Like I said, I'm not very good at it, but it's kind of an interesting concept, and hopefully that bug can be fixed.
WPV.
So,
Audacity.
Let's see, make sure I'm still recording.
Recording.
Yep. So yeah, hopefully you guys have enjoyed this, and of course, if you have any questions, comments, let me know. But until next time, you guys take care. Bye.